Hi, Dave Schauble here, and welcome to the MAC. Tonight, as we play our first home football game at the Mustang Athletic Complex, it seems appropriate that we look back at the inception, establishment, and progression of the Brossard football program that has led us to this day. Football had been discussed at Brossard High School as early as the 1980s, but the idea never took root until 2005 when Principal Tom Scyther, Athletic Director Mel Webster, School Board Member Rick Wiestey, and Boosters President Mark Pepperman actually put a plan in place which resulted in a junior varsity football team taking the field on August 21st, 2006 when our Mustangs played the Holy Cross Indians at Eva G. Ferris Sports Complex in Rosedale, Kentucky. Our Mustangs were gallant, but lost to the Indians that day 22-12. Rodney Ollier was our first official head coach. Andrew Haig was the quarterback, and Tony Wiestey scored our first ever touchdown. The JV team went on to post a 3-7 record with wins over Manchester, Ohio, New Richmond, Ohio, and Gallatin County. Due to it being a KHSAA realignment year, the administration was faced with making a decision of whether to remain in junior varsity competition for possibly the next 4 years or jumping into varsity competition in 2007. For better or worse, the decision was made to become a varsity program, and we played our first ever varsity contest on August 24, 2007 in Owenton against the Owen County Rebels.
And a very pleasant good evening, everyone, and welcome to the history-making performance of the Bishop Brossard Mustang varsity football team. Tonight, the Mustangs have traveled to Owen County, where they will face the Owen County Rebels in our first-ever varsity football game. Joining me this evening, the architect, the general manager, and the CEO of the Brossard Mustang football program, whose dream child this was, Mr. Rick Wiestey. Rick, it's got to be pretty satisfying to see your ball club here in only about a year and a half of when we first got approval to do this tonight, playing their first varsity football game.
I'd say it's a dream come true. As Mr. Scyther said today at the pep rally, it's been thought about since the inception of the school 50 years, could be some years ago, and just the right timing, I guess, and it's worked out.
The Mustangs would be overwhelmed by the Owen County Rebels, but we would score our first ever varsity touchdown in the waning moments of the game when Kyle McGrath would wrestle an Andrew Haig pass away from the Rebel defenders on fourth and goal, and the Mustangs were on the board.
Well, now the Mustangs down to their last run. Swing of the bat here, fourth and goal. Haig, back to pass. Chased out of the pocket, throws it up into the end zone.
Touchdown, Mr. Brossard. Kyle McGrath reels in the pass from Andrew Haig.
He must have just down the ball because
the ball goes to the offense.
Yeah, Logan Sabers, 22 from Owen County, thought he had it. Drew Howard falls prone to the floor. They give the Mustangs the touchdown, the reception to Kyle McGrath. Bishop Brossard Mustangs, for the first time in the history of the varsity program, are on the scoreboard. Touchdown, Mustangs.
That's what he called.
The Brossard Mustangs would not win a varsity football game until opening night of the 2009 season, when we traveled to Betsy Lane, Kentucky, just outside of Pikeville, and defeated the homestanding Bobcats 22-19 to win the Bobcat Bowl and post the first varsity win in the history of our program. Matt Reinhart was in his second year as our head coach, and Jesse Orth was the quarterback. quarterback. This win did not come easy. The Mustangs were forced to rally in the fourth quarter to take a 22-19 lead and then turn the ball over to the home team on downs with 36.8 seconds remaining in the contest. But not to worry, Colton Besh intercepted a Betsy Lane pass to secure the first victory in the history of the game, the program, and these were the sequences.
So, Rosser fails. Nice effort there by Whitford to get outside, turn the bend, and the Betsy Lane Bobcats have 36.8, a snatch victory from the jaws of defeat here on the home turf in Eastern Kentucky. Bishop Rosser defense will be called on to get the job done, to shut them down, and to put the ball on the wall for the first time in the history of the program. Okay, Mustangs will be called on to defense. Defense again, second 10, 31.9, same play, same situation. Martin back to pass, under pressure, has a receiver, overthrows, Boston got the interception. Has got it, Colton has 25, Colton Besh, Bishop Rossert with the football, 22.5, and the Bishop Rossert Mustangs on the threshold of winning their first varsity football game in the history of varsity football program in Alexandria, and will present that Reinhardt with his first win. If we can run out 22.5 seconds, remember the Betsy Lane Bobcats are out of timeout. The Mustangs fans on their feet. And the Bishop Rossert Mustangs a knee or two away from being 1-0 on the new season. Knee. Clock runs. 20. 19. 18. Bobcats out of timeouts. The Bobcats sideline heads for the field. The clock's going to run out. The Bishop Rossert Mustangs put it in the win column. 22-19. The Mustangs are victorious for the first time on the varsity level. Principal Dick Stewart, you want to know. Nice job for the Mustangs. Great resilience. They were tested. They bent. They did not break tonight here in Betsy Lane. It'll be a very pleasant trip back to Northern Kentucky tonight on the executive charter as the Bishop Rossert Mustangs prevail 22-19 in a come from behind fourth quarter victory, well deserved, well earned.
Great job on the 2009 Mustangs would win five games that season after a 3-0 start. One of those wins, a come-from-behind 40-33 shootout win over Dayton, would send the Mustangs to the KHSAA Commonwealth Gridiron Bowl playoffs for the first time. Our Mustangs, who had already come from behind on two occasions, would need an interception and a touchdown to earn that date with Frankfurt in the playoffs. Tied at 33-33, Luke Dishar provided the interception, putting the Mustangs in position to win the game.
Minute and change left.
Big third down place where John back to pass under pressure. Intercepted. Rosser's got it through Dishar. Hang on to the football, Luke. Back to the 50-yard line. And the Bishop Rosser Mustangs with a minute and 7 seconds to try to win the game on an interception by Luke Dishar, 23.
And Timmy Butts would score the touchdown.
Four, Orth calls the cadence, man in motion. Here's a handoff. Timmy Whitford. Timmy Butts, Timmy the five. Timmy Butts, touchdown! The Mustangs have scored. Timmy Butts, with 12 seconds to go, has taken the lead. Timmy Butts, not to be denied.
Wow.
Here is the mail from the 18 into the end zone and ended that with a swan dive into the black end zone.
How many big tackles did Timmy break on the way to the end zone there?
Timmy Butts for the touchdown, 18-yard run, and with 12.9, the Mustangs on top, 39-33.
Following a regular season-ending loss to Bethel Tate from Ohio, our playoff game between our fourth-seeded Mustangs from District 3 and the top-seeded team Frankfurt from District 4 was supposed to be a formality game, but was anything but formality. Our Mustangs gave the Panthers everything they wanted and more, falling 16-7, but establishing ourselves as a bona fide Class 1A program. Enthusiasm for Brossard Mustangs football was at an all-time high as 43 players were on the bus headed back to Betsy Lane for our second straight appearance in the Bobcat Bowl to open the 2010 football season. This time, the Mustangs dominated the Bobcats with a 34-19 victory, which would be the first of five consecutive wins to kick off the 2010 season. Among those wins was a 23-22 rise from the dead win over Caverna as the Mustangs traveled to Cave City for a bout with the Colonels. After mustering only 16 yards in the first half, we would find ourselves trailing 22-3 at halftime. A 48-yard Jesse Orth to Spencer Brown touchdown drew us to within 22-10. Snap, Orth, quick hitter, throws, complete, Spencer Brown, Spencer in a foot race up the sideline, 20-15, and it's no foot race, Spencer outruns his man, let's ring the bell, for the first time tonight, it is the Bishop Brossard Mustangs, take strides to get in position here, 7:08 to play, we're going to call that about a 48-yard touchdown run, pass complete, Jesse Orth, Spencer Brown up the sideline.
Just a quick little hitter out on the flat to Spencer, and nobody but one guy to beat, and he ran right by him to the end zone.
22-9 football game.
Save that for...
And later, O'Brien Inswaller plunged late in the third quarter, had the home team hearing footsteps. It would take us until the 22-second remained in the game before Andrew Gadulli would score the game winner. Then the Mustangs won the event 23-22. This was one of the most exciting football broadcasts that we have done to date.
55 seconds. We're under a minute to play in the ball game. Rosser needs the touchdown. Second and goal from the four. Here's the handoff. Gadulli straight ahead. Touchdown for Mustangs. The Bishop Rosser's Mustangs have roared through the stretch and have cut the cover of Colonels. 46.9. The big play. Gadulli into the end zone. 6-yard run. And the Bishop Rosser's Mustangs, like a phoenix, have risen from the ashes and have taken the lead 23-22.
Wow, what can you say? Third time's a charm. Third time opportunity to take this lead and get it done.
The Mustangs finished out the 2010 season with a 6-4 record against a tough schedule to earn a rematch playoff trip with Frankfurt of the previous year's close encounter with the Panthers. This time, the Panthers took no prisoners, and the curtain fell on our 2010 season. 2011 was a realignment year in the state of Kentucky. Little did we know that a decision made in the KHSAA offices in Lexington would have such a dramatic and nearly fatal effect on the Brossard Mustangs football program. As the smallest size Class 2A school in the state, the Mustangs were realigned into a district with Erlanger Lloyd, Newport, Newport Central Catholic, and Holy Cross. Our Mustangs were destined not to win a 2A district game in our 4-year stint. Ironically, the Mustangs never played a game as a bona fide Class 2A school. 37 Brossard Mustangs took the field in 2011 and won 3 of our first 4 games, and it appeared to be business as usual.
And that's going to do it. So there is no time. And the clock's going to run out. And the ball's going to go on the wall. In the first football game of the 2011 football season comes out in favor of your Bishop Rossard Mustangs, 28-16. So nice effort by the Mustangs, who led it 13-0 at halftime, fell behind 16-13, and then re-rallied for 15 more points to post a 28-16 victory. And this one will go into the history books, and the Bishop Rossard Mustangs will be 2-0.
He's trying to make it.
Williams, the ball
last.
Stevens, excuse me, picks up a first down and does not get out of bounds, and the clock's going to run out, and the Bishop Rossard Mustangs are going to improve to 2-0 on the young season, and it'll go into the history books as a 56-12 win by the Bishop Rossard football Mustangs. Congratulations to them and to the coaching staff. Rossard now in victory formation. Jesse Orth right up under center takes the knee, and that should do it. So the Rossard Mustangs will put the ball on the wall, but the final score, 41-34, and thank God and Greyhound for a big third period, because it just seemed to be a game of momentum swings, and Pendleton County resorting to the big play here in the fourth quarter comes up with three of them for three touchdowns. Rossard hangs on, escapes the Pendleton County Wildcats, and this one goes into the history book as a 41-34 Bishop Rossard victory.
In our 4-2-A district games, we were outscored 205-67 with a 32-27 near miss to Lloyd. This would be our best chance to win a 2-A district game during our four-year tenure in that division. We finished the 2011 season with a 3-7 record, despite Jesse Orth throwing for 13 touchdowns, Jacob Elbert running for 1,123 yards and 9 touchdowns, and Spencer Brown making 27 receptions and 8 touchdown catches. The 2012 Mustangs football season dawned with 32 players answering the call. Again, Middletown Christian would fall prey to our Mustangs 42-20 on opening night. But a one-point controversial loss to Bracken County in Brooksville in our next outing would begin a string of 9 consecutive losses and a 1-9 season record. Despite our record, Jacob Elbert, now a senior, again ran for over 1,000 yards, and freshman Frank Citrullo connected on 8 extra points. Lee Teagarden took over as our head coach in 2013, but morale was on a serious decline, with only 21 players signed up. We continued to be competitive in independent play, defeating Middletown Christian, Bracken County, and Pendleton County. Elgin with two deep, deep backs. All the way back at the 40, Casey takes the snap, takes a knee, time will expire, and the Rossard Mustangs will be victorious here tonight at Veterans Field, at the home of the Pendleton County Wildcats, outscoring the Cats 16-0 in the fourth period, and defeat the Wildcats 22-14 in up the Mustangs season record to 3 wins and 6 losses heading into senior night next Friday night at Pendleton at Scott High School. But the lopsided 2A district losses were taking their toll. The 2013 Mustangs posted a 3-7 record, but graduated 9 seniors. And with a year of 2A football remaining, rumors began to swirl that perhaps we would be unable to field a team for the 2014 campaign. First-year athletic director Adam Franzen was thrust into a situation where a decision had to be made.
Paul Wiggins, the former head coach of our Colts, was named our varsity team head coach in an effort to revitalize the program. He called in a few favors from some of his former Colts, and with the help of the returning players who were committed to the program, managed to form a team of 21 players to forge forward into the 2014 season. This group would come to be known as the Mustang 21 and are credited with saving Brossard Mustangs football and setting in motion events which would lead us to this day. On the gridiron, despite quarterback Clay Kramer's best efforts, throwing for 7 touchdowns, these 2014 Mustangs would only win a single game, a 40-0 rout of Bracken County, while sustaining several narrow losses, including a single-point setback to Pendleton County, which somewhat reflected our luck throughout the season. Mike Shack, who rarely gets emotional about officiating, pretty much sums up the handling of this particular contest. The Mustangs had come from down 20-0 and were attempting to orchestrate an 11th-hour victory.
Too bad the turmoil there at the end stopped what could have been a dramatic, if not climatic, finish. And into the history book it goes. Pendleton County Wildcats survived the Bishop Brossard Mustangs 28-27 in a game nobody's happy. Coach Nerone is just right in the white hat's ear, walking across the field, and just a lot of frustration. What a complete cluster this crew made of this.
Yeah, too bad they sent this game. This is a complete cluster.
Yeah, they cannot be happy.
Absolutely.
With, they cannot be happy with
this. Is,
this is unbelievable.
Wow.
A lot of questions will need to be answered, as we said.
Well, I hope there's an assigner here maybe to see this.
Numerous.
Absolutely ridiculous the way this game ended.
Yeah.
Well,
with the onset of the 2015 season, a new era of Brossard football had begun. We were reassigned back to Class 1A, playing in a district with Berea, Bracken County, Nicholas County, and Paris. Paul Wiggins signed on for the long term, and our roster expanded to 32 players. Bob Miller Stadium here in Alexandria became our first ever home field within walking distance of Brossard High School. With Craig Pefferman throwing for over 1,500 yards and 19 touchdowns, the team achieved success from opening night, reeling off 7 straight wins, and the program was saved. Frank Citrullo and Pefferman combined to carry the Piggy into the end zone on another 19 occasions, while Griffin Gepper and Jake Martin combined for over 200 tackles. In one of the most exciting finishes that we have seen, the Brossard Mustangs held off the Aiken Falcons at Stargell Field in Cincinnati. The Mustangs took a 26-22 lead on a Logan Schulteis touchdown with only a minute 14 to play in the game. Fake Citrullo, handoff 42, and Logan Schulteis punches it into the end zone for a touchdown. So, with a minute 14 on the stadium clock, the teeter-totter swings in the other direction, and the Mustangs lead 26-22. But Aiken marched the ball to the Brossard 5-yard line with only 1 second to play in the game, and it all came down to the final play, which would determine the outcome.
Mustang fans, not only on their feet, but they've shifted to this end of the stands. All right, here's your ball game. 47 minutes and 59 seconds, it comes to this. Outside. The Mustangs have won the ball game. The Brossard defense, up to the task, has stuffed the Aiken Falcons, and the Mustangs have won their second football game of the season. This one, a heart
backstopper, 26-22. Our Mustangs would not only qualify for the playoffs that year, but would host the Raceland Rams at Bob Miller Stadium and would give the tradition-rich Rams everything they wanted and more. The two teams battled into the fourth quarter when Raceland scored a touchdown, making it 22-7, with things looking bleak for our Mustangs. But on our first play of the next sequence, Chase Keller hit Frank Citrullo, who carried the mail 67 yards for a Brossard touchdown and provided us perhaps our most famous broadcast call.
We need another big play here. Maybe another big pass like we had last drive. We just need
plenty of time. 11.
We do have a lot of time, but we do not want to score within about 6 minutes. We need to score in about 5 minutes.
All right, quick out.
Citrullo gets a pick. He breaks it. Frankie! Go, Frankie! Go! Touchdown! Oh, Frank! Please! Touchdown!
Right back at you.
50! 60! 2 yards and a touchdown. Frankie Citrullo, ring the bell.
Citrullo, which just looked to be an outpass on the wing, breaks free, runs the length of the field, and scores the Bishop Brossard touchdown.
He kind of ran a swing pattern where he caught it out of the wing position, like right at the line of scrimmage. No one around him. The first contact was about 10 yards down the field by two players. They hit him at the same time from different directions, nullifying the hit pretty much, and he just goes unmolested for the rest of the way, about 60 more yards.
And Citrullo puts it through the upright.
They hit Citrullo as the ball is going up, so now it's going to be a 15-yard penalty on top of that.
All right, so we'll keep things in perspective. 22-7, 22-13, PAT 22-14, flag on the play to be assessed on the kickoff, and the Mustangs just that quickly are back to within one possession at 22-14, and suddenly it's a ball game. Citrullo up that sideline, go Frankie, go to the house, and scores on a 67-yard run because it. When Frankie Citrullo does all, not only scored the touchdown, but also kicked the extra point. Despite some late game controversy, the Rams held on to win that game by that 22-14 margin, dropping the curtain on a resurgent 9-wins-2-loss season. In 2016, senior quarterback Chase Keller would throw for over 1,900 yards, which would result in 24 touchdowns, as the Mustangs recorded an 8-3 season mark. Chase would also run for an additional 10 touchdowns. Keller's primary target was a junior speedster named Bryce Donnelly. Donnelly would be on the receiving end of 16 of those Keller touchdown passes. The two combined to record 17 present-day school records. Donnelly's favorite touchdown reception came at Nicholas County when the Mustangs went for it on fourth and goal from the 35-yard line. Keller pulled a rabbit out of his hat, connecting with Bryce for a touchdown, and the Mustangs went up 19-7. Fourth, Mustangs, it's touchdown or nothing. Football at the 35-yard line. Keller backs the pass. Chase surveys the landscape. Throws up.
Oh, my God,
Bryce Donnelly hauls it in, and the Mustangs score 35 yards out. Pitch and catch, Keller to Bryce Donnelly.
Wow.
That was a great guitar. A great catch. It looked like doomsday for the Mustang offense. Keller finds Donnelly, and Donnelly hauls it in the end zone for the Mustang score. 19-7. Timeout.
Mustang.
Good surprise.
Going to call timeout here.
Well, with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to go, the Brossard Mustangs find lightning in a bottle, and Chase Keller finds his favorite receiver, Bryce Donnelly, for the second time tonight, the two hookups for a Bishop Brossard score.
That season, the Mustangs posted an 8-2 regular season record, losing only to Cincinnati Aiken, who was simply better than us, and Nicholas County and Carlisle, which is always a daunting task. We then began what would be a 3-year series of playoff games with Raceland at Raceland, a football factory housed in a Class 1A school just outside of Ashland, Kentucky. The Rams are tough at home, drew off late despite our best effort, and the 2016 season came to an end. In 2017, it would be more of the same as the Mustangs shot out of the gate with a 4-1 early season record, including wins over Holmes, Newport, and a district win over Nicholas County following our first ever Bonfire Pep Rally. Junior Tyler McDonald took over at quarterback, and senior Bryce Donnelly returned as his primary receiver. T-Mac threw for a school record 2,200 yards and 20 touchdowns. Donnelly hauled in 14 touchdown passes and amassed 944 yards while playing with a well-kept secret, injured shoulder. Brian Duffy knocked home a school record 5 field goals, and Mason Dennis and Nate Beasold combined for 253 tackles. Only a controversial excessive celebration flag prevented the Mustangs from completing a come-from-behind win over the Pendleton County Wildcats in the annual Battle of 27 and finishing with a 500 season.
Mary Schneider, you listening in? You're going to have to pray a little harder, sister. Come on. You're doing a good job. Get us home here. Back to pass in the pocket. Throws high. Jump ball.
Touchdown. Brian Duffy.
Brian Duffy goes upstairs, pulls it in, and scores the
touchdown.
Oh, no.
But what are we being flagged for?
We're being flagged for excessive celebration. Brian flung the ball up in the air, and they're going to call some excessive celebration.
Okay. The touchdown, good. 6 on the board, 14-13. Excessive celebration by the Mustangs. God knows we needed to celebrate something.
A trip to Raceland would begin their journey to the state finals and mothball the 2017 Brossard football season. The soggy 2018 Brossard football season, plagued with Friday night downpours, dawned with 16 seniors in tow, but early season injury to key players would limit our potential. We managed a 3-1 start with wins over Dayton, Holmes, and Newport before being swamped in the muck at Nicholas County and having one slip away at home versus Ludlow. The Newport game was a 6-2 baseball score victory, played in wet, rainy conditions at Covington Catholic High School, where we dodged several Wildcat bullets en route to the win. The game winner was a T-Mac to Brady Kramer pass for the only touchdown of the game.
Okay, now we're faced with 4th and 9, just underway in the second period. Let's see if we can keep the drive alive. 4th down, 9 yards to go.
Get it to throw.
Come on.
Go.
Through the 20. 10. Where are we there? He's on a down.
Wow, what a play, Brady Kramer.
Brady Kramer on the...
is an out route.
38-yard pass, approximate from T-Mac. Brady Kramer had to dodge a couple potential tacklers. First blood, Brossard.
Yeah.
Our Mustangs went on to post a 6-4 regular season record
and returned the Battle of 27 trophy to the Evanua champions. The stats were spread around evenly, with Tyler McDonald throwing for another 1,180 yards and 7 touchdowns, while Mason Dennis and Nate Beasold were the defensive leaders, combining for over 200 tackles. Yet another trip to Raceland closed out the season. Our returning players looked forward to the possibility of playing at our own facility, to be known as the MAC, during the 2019 season. Through the efforts of our administration, the steering committee, the diocese, the contractors, and our benefactors who have made this dream possible, that day has arrived. Welcome to the MAC!